This is Wade Raft with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Airbag failure in GM cars may have led to 303 deaths when they failed to deploy on crash. British Petroleum has been allowed by the government to bid on oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico again, subject to specific conditions and reviews. The Senate has come to an agreement on providing a five-month extension to unemployment benefits, paid for by increased Border Patrol fees, but House action remains uncertain. French air pollution crisis has become so bad that the government has ordered free public transportation for 3 days to reduce the problem. Justice Department's Inspector General finds that despite $200 million per year appropriation to FBI to investigate mortgage fraud, the FBI put the issue lowest on its list or not at all on its list and fudged the figures on cases, hardly handling more than 100. Colorado court has ruled in the wake of marijuana legalization some prior convictions may be overturned. Inflation in Argentina was believed to be 30% in 2013 and is predicted by some to hit 45% in 2014. Myanmar has halted work of Doctors Without Borders over claims it is favoring Muslims over Buddhists in ethnic conflicts. India has ordered death sentence for a Delhi rape gang. Beehive Radio in Cambodia may be the only independent broadcast over there, but the owner has been now arrested 3 times for upsetting the government. More evidence has surfaced through emails of Duke Power and North Carolina regulators conspiring to keep environmental advocates from being part of groundwater pollution settlements. Under a new DOE rule for profit schools, for-profit schools could be suspended if debt ratio for students and salary estimates are off. Wendy's is promoting adoption ads and online, as is Jockey International. McDonald's workers have sued for wage theft in California, Michigan, and New York. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.